Hello, my fellow Goonies. How's everybody doing today? Yeah, Pharaoh's Eye, I see you. No, the fireside guy is sleeping in, that freaking slacker. Anyways, how you doing, man? We'll let the numbers stabilize a little bit. I think it's okay. Stu BM, did he stay up late drinking? I can neither confirm nor deny what he was doing until the very wee hours of the morning.
Kaminar, I resemble that remark.
I'm just going to steal the start of the fireside because I have to go soon, so or I want to go. So everybody should join Easterdam. The tickets are for sale. Here's a link, and hope to see you there in Amsterdam from the 14th till the 16th of November. Farrers, are you going?
Put him on the spot. I like it.
14th till
Well,
16th November. I put the link there. Relink it again.
there we go. There's the spam we need for goons to start reading. Why
It would
don't we
drive me
get the
though, that's
other
true.
event links? There are a couple of other goomps meetups happening in the near future. Coming first, Goon Nashville. That is less than 1 month away. In fact, exactly 4 weeks from today's date, Goon Nashville. There might even be bachelorette parties. We promise nothing. Next is Eve Vegas, happening sometime in October. I don't even have a link handy. It's always around the same time. It will be happening here. Some goons may show up. This is the one that we used to run, and then we stopped running it because the person we had in town running it left town, and Horde took over. But they have continued to run it. This will be, I think, their third year. And some people showed up last time, so we want to make sure people know that it exists. This will be our second time in Vegas this year, if you count Rampage from early in January. But I will be here. Others will be here. There is a Nuremberg meet in just a few days if you're in Germany. I didn't know about that. This one is a surprise to me.
Yeah, I didn't know about that one either.
Nürnberger, if you're in the sound of my Stimme, there is a Goonpie in Nuremberg. And then last and certainly not least, there's one more. Where is it? Oh no, I think that was it. I think I covered them all.
Yeah, that was all of them. Apple getting in the Amsterdam one. Yep. So, couple of meetups coming depending on where you are. We actually have one in Denver the first weekend of September, but we don't do it like a formal thing. We're just getting together at a park to drink outside. So, that I'm sure will not end badly. Next item on our agenda here is the coordinator recruitment drive. So let me get the traditional spam on that one. So if you're interested in doing coord work for the Alliance, who are the people who not only send out the pings but help get everything arranged to do the fighting and the pew-pewing of the enemy, that's the group to look at for those. And I have something that I think you all will really like. Beyond specifically asked me to tell you all that PI tax rates have been set at 1% throughout GSF space. So if you find one that they missed, I'm going to give you a link for that. Give me a second. So if you find one that they missed, because there are a lot of them that they had to set, you can post it in that thread and then they will go get it fixed.
A quick thing, Ranger. I just want to remind people that this is our space, not ally space.
Yes, GSF only.
Yeah, I've had some people poke me about ally space, and while I can suggest we are not dictating what our allies are doing, so don't come at us with, like, ally space.
Yeah, so in GSF, we set them all to 1% because mostly we felt like it, and we, you know, want to get more PI flowing into the machinery of war. So PI is good. It helps build many of things. That is actually my entire agenda that I see before we turn it over for Kaz to wax poetic. And he's got a really good poetic waxing for you guys today. Stretchers, if I miss anything, put it in there, or we're going to let Kaz poetic.
Nothing that this man says is true.
All right, excellent.
It's Kaz been years since poetic. It's been years since I wrote a poem.
It was a bikini about line wax.
Right. Yeah, interesting week we're having. Anyone pay attention to the space news? Weasel asks, there was space news? Yeah, we know you're in a different time zone. But yeah, it's getting a little unclear what has happened here. I think there's just two PanFams now. Right. I'm just going to call them both PanFam, and then we're going to find out what happens next. I don't know how to understand the universe anymore. I was observing to the directorate that PL and CDOT blew it up. I think it was like late 2012. They were going to go help test. This is in the second book. I think they called it the Honey Badger Coalition. Just awful name. In any case, that was the first time that PL had blewed NCDOT. And NCDOT was a group they were relatively new at the time, but they were the ex-Band of Brothers people, the people that Goons had long hated that the first book is largely about. So for Pandemic Legion, the big bogeyman at that time to blew up NCDOT, who was sort of the leftover bogeyman of a previous time, this is the thing that drove in it to blew us. Right, to join the CFC at the time, was in it, looked at that, and they realized, oh, geez, these guys are never going to take a fair fight. Because, of course, NC and PL already had dramatically more super capitals than anybody, each on their own, and together it was just insanity. So, yeah, this is, you know, as far as, like, what is going on right now, I don't have any idea. I could guess. And what's going on over there, and what PL versus the rest of what new PanFam versus old PanFam is thinking. But I think there's actually many possibilities, but I was just struck by how big of a change this is when you just look at Eve's history and what those guys have been up to. So now that I just was pontificating a little bit because these are the guys that I grew up fighting, right? I mean, I should declassify this thread. I'm probably not authorized to do that. One of the first directorate threads I ever read after joining the Alliance in mid 2010 was the chat log of Mitanni arguing with someone in Pandemic Legion leadership. Pandemic Legion. So these guys used to be our friends, for those who don't know the whole story. The people who threw Band of Brothers out of Delve the first time in 2009 at the end of the Great War was a coalition called the Best Friends Forever Coalition. And it was Pandemic Legion, Goon Swarm or Red Swarm, although largely the Russians had fucked off by then, and the Northern Coalition, the original Northern Coalition, not NCDOT. Okay, and so all those guys ganged up on Band of Brothers, managed to win. But fast forward a year and a half, Pandemic Legion has lost Fountain, Goonswarm has lost Dell, Pandemic Legion has reset everyone, they're saying we're just going to go and be a marauding wolf pack across all of space, kill whoever we want, and they proceeded to gank a bunch of Northern Coalition super capitals, and suddenly no one in the Northern Coalition liked them anymore. And then they tried to gank Zastro's Titan. He was a G-Sol director at the time. He has a B, which is on fire on the forums. You might be familiar. They tried to gank Zastro's Titan, and well, we were quite upset by that. Because until then, none of us had ever shot the other person's super capitals, and we sort of thought we were still on the, like, quiet friends understanding. And that turned out not to be true. They didn't want any quiet friends. They wanted to shoot everyone. So yeah, my original time in EVE was just formed by Pandemic Legion dominating half of the map. It's a really, really interesting set of events this week. I remember someone mentioned Laz Tellraven in chat, and I remember clear as day the first time Laz goes in command comms to Mittens and says, I just can't do anything about those Titans, man. And it was only like 45 Titans. That was a long time ago. All right, I've pontificated enough. I'll read if there's any actually interesting questions.
I did have one that I saw in there from Talon. Does PL leaving, or what does PL leaving do to PanFam's capability? Well, the Jackdaw fleet's going to be a little bit weaker, so that's pretty clear. But another one was talking about the IT, you know, is PL running all of their IT? I've heard that rumor. Whether it's true or not, I don't know, but I've heard that. The book that Kaz was mentioning, I did have the title wrong, somebody corrected me. It is Empires of EVE. There are two volumes to that. It's Empires of EVE. Both those volumes are really well written. They're long. They're a pretty slog of a read. It's pretty dense, but they're good books if you guys haven't seen them. Or haven't read them, I should say. Willem is saying they're available as an audiobook. Oh, interesting. I did not know that. I have to admit, I got the leather-bound, crazy expensive versions because I'm just that big of an EVE nerd, which I'm sure is a shock to you all as chief of staff. You know, no way. Oh, that was cold, Heidi. Maybe am I into playing with leather? I just screw you both. All right. Okay, any questions or anything like that from y'all? It's been a pretty quiet EVE week, except for the whole weird shit going on with PL. So, open for questions as per usual there, guys. So, what have y'all got? Are there any updates to Faction Warfare? We are going to be talking to your corps about that tomorrow. We've got a corp director and CEO meeting, so updates will be coming after we talk with them literally tomorrow. For PI, do we have guides to help people out with the most efficient setups? There are templates available with that. Sniper's got his Planets in Space system that he uses. He's got a website that he's got for it. Sniper, if you're around or somebody can link that, I don't have that link with me, but he's got that piece that will help you with templates and do all those kind of pieces with it. There it is right there. That's it. Planets in Space. Fred is taking over parts of Delve. Do we have an opinion on that? Nope. We left Delve. We don't care what happens to Delve. That's why we moved everybody out of Delve.
I've never heard of that region. They really should add something north of period basis to that region. The map seems empty.
Any timescale for Altcorp moon mining Athanors? Those are coming. We're going to be talking to your Corp CEOs about it. So that will be tomorrow's agenda when we meet with him. So soon, as Kaz just, you know, very almost creepily crooned to you.
Unruh asked, did the 1 million NPC kill goal in Scalding Pass get reached? The answer is no. Our output was pathetic. It was garbage. It was just the worst disappointment. You could not have impressed me less, Goonswarm Federation. What could you possibly have been doing? I'm covering as I log in the client to see how many are actually completed. Correct. It was worse than my posting. That's right. I set up 1 million and I'm like, 3 weeks, 1 million? Yeah, we'll smash that. Not even close. I realize it's like the worst.
That's a real achievement.
It's like the worst 7 constellations in Scalding Pass. I understand that. That's the point of the bounty. So give me some feedback. Does just really no one wants to go out that far? Do the Ansiblex not exist yet? Is the reward so anemic that you were insulted? Tell me what to do about this. Okay, looks these like are the some short great answers. I want to read these for the recording. I forgot. Why would I rat? There was a reward. I forgot, too. I want to just need to move. Okay, that makes sense. ADM fleets. Good idea. SGTAC gatecamp makes it logistically tricky and high threat. Ooh, okay, we can do something about that. Weasel suggests, I'm going to redact this. We're not going to read this into the recording. This is Denatio Memoriae. We're not doing what Weasel suggested in chat. Bruce Graf Petrov suggests if you keep increasing the bounty, eventually people will go for it. Okay, right. I'm considering that. We're at 50,000 is, and we had 80,000 kills in a week. And I wanted more like 300,000 killed. Clearly, A Shadow suggests 50 million ISK per. I think that that would not be good. And in fact, I'm not sure if I have that amount of money.
Oh, so that would be expensive.
But not for a million. Sadis suggests send feet pics to the top 10 ratters in the region. Right, I thought about doing, and there is a leaderboard provided by the nice people at CCP or whatever AIR. Is it AIR that is the lore provider of freelance jobs? There is a leaderboard. One, Asher Elias, announced his intention to be at the top of that, but he has been just violently displaced by a number of other goons. But I haven't decided what to do about prizes. Does anyone have any good suggestions on what I should give away as prizes?
Date night at E Vegas.
It's pretty good suggestion. Fully fitted vigil, also good. Feet picks, also good. Right, the default prize is just a crab-fitted Revelation Navy issue now. We'll think about this. But yeah, so the answer to the original question is no, we did not come anywhere close. Our output was pathetic. We're considering whether we should bribe you harder or just castigate you until you rat more.
So he means, do we use the carrot or the stick? General says, don't threaten me with a good time.
I'm glad someone brought this up. I completely forgot about it. That's how pathetic it was. I had blocked it out of my brain. What the flux? Speaking of SG Tech, I think someone's hacking the Sav Hub there. Justin Case. Yes, Justin Seaforce says we should out the kill bounty for Sav hackers in Sculling Pass. That might be a good idea. I don't actually know if there's some reason that we wouldn't do that. We can look into that.
Okay, that was good feedback, everybody. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, there have been a couple questions in Fleet about NPSI fleets. Do not go on NPSI fleets. Right, that's where you go to a fleet and they're going to say, whoever's on our fleet, we're going to shoot them and fuck our standings. We do not do that. You always respect standings. Do not shoot blues. Now, equally, it is possible that there are certain groups that work together of PvPers and they work with people who are hostile or neutral. And they work together to kill a target which is mutually hostile. That is fine. Right, everyone knows that they're all hunting, they're all there together hunting something which is not blue to anyone. That is completely acceptable. We endorse that. Obviously, that doesn't work with a roaming fleet. That is a hunting matter. It's a different type of thing. Okay, so I wanted to comment extensively and use a bunch of big words so people don't get them confused. NPSI, bad. Never do that. Do not join an NPSI fleet. You're going to end up shooting a blue. A lot of people are going to be cranky. It's going to be a diplomatic incident. We'll all be sad together. Don't do it. But if you hear about someone working with someone else who is neutral or hostile, that is, there are valid reasons to do that, which are not NPSI. So don't flip your shit over that. We have people doing that.
So we had a lot of scroll back there when people were commenting on Kaz's question. So if you guys have a question, please put it in there. We'll do Q&A for a little bit longer. The Sharks will be ready when the fitting team's got them. So we are still talking about what to do with CAD there. They're not going to stay in TCAD, but we do want to hold that gate for a little bit longer to make sure everything is good. But we will be relocating them, TBD, when that's going to happen. Will there be an EU Scotland in the future? That's up to the Scots to do that. I'm going to actually go to an EU Scotland. I've been in Scotland for quite a number of years.
Sima underscore II asks, what brand of root beer is appropriate to consume while ratting to increase the PI rates in a home system? The answer is Barks, which contains caffeine, alone among all of the major brands of American root beer. Diet Barks will not work. Diet Barks, while you may think, oh, look, I'm going to get diet caffeine. No, the caffeine is not in the diet version. You have to have the full high-octane sugar version to get your caffeine in your Barks. This is an educational fireside. Happy to be of service. So Astaris Benthanatos asks, can you make a post of where you want us to rat? So I did not do that because it is in the Alliance chat MOTD. It is a freelance job that is offered through the new freelance job system. It is all in-game. Do not have to do any BS with Discord or the forums. It's all in the client. Shocking. I know. This is very strange. People are already asking Alliance chat. People go there. Well, no, I understand. But no, it's a freelance job. You can search it in the wherever you search for those. The agency, maybe some other new tab, all this newfangled post-2020 stuff. I don't even know where the tabs are, but it's there because I set it up there. So you can find it. You go, you accept the freelance job, and then it will start paying you per rat killed. It lists out the 7 constellations in Scalding Pass where we want you. Lavender notes that depending on the region, Barks may or may not have caffeine, so important safety tip there.
One question on Super and Titan prices. I mean, I'd like to see them lower, but there's only time will tell.
They've dropped, right, if it's not clear. Some of the changes CCP has made, both in the last expansion and when was it, like a week or two ago? I can't keep track of when they tell me things versus when they come out anymore. But, like, that happened, right? That affected some of the drop. So we've seen some price drops. It's nothing like what I would have hoped for. You know, you're still looking at a Titan that's well over 150 billion, more like 160 to 170. Super carriers, I forget how much, but it's like still a lot. And I don't feel like those are in the right place, even given the buffs that we saw in Legion. But the situation, at the same time as saying I don't feel like it's where it should be, the situation is dramatically different than it was a year and a half ago. Just dramatically different, both in industry terms and in terms of where the bottlenecks are at and the daily production of them and what CCP has done. And their relative power level with the changes in Legion have not even really been tested, right? So we're not... I don't want people feeling like super caps are exactly as jacked up as they have been for 4 years. Well, no, they're still, it's not great, but it's a totally valid thinking to say, you know, I have my cap pilots. What am I going to do next? And say, I'm either going to get a super carrier for my Carrion Fax pilot, or I'm going to get a Titan for my Dread pilot. That's a very valid training path. Once you are there in the training path, you don't need to rush towards it. You want to have the other stuff done first. You don't want to have a Titan pilot. They can't fly a Dread, if that makes sense. But and they are expensive. You want to be in a place where you're making a good amount of money, where you can spare that 50 or that 150 billion very easily. You don't want to be, you know, selling all of your assets to get a Titan first. That also doesn't make sense. But it's still a totally valid goal to want to get to Titan Swarm at the right point in your Eve career. Hope that all was useful.
There's a question for you, Kaz, or Zendage. I'm not sure Zendage here, but how is it on the CSM? Is CCP listening to you, and are you listening to CCP? What can you declassify any of that? I know some of it's NDA, but can you tell us a little bit about it?
We don't listen to them at all.
There you go.
Just walk away. No, I mean, this, our CSM relationship is excellent. Some of that is in comparison to a pretty hard few years before that, which was during the war, and there was a lot of very aggressive political dissension, which I mostly blame on our enemy. But CCP seems to like us. We get a lot of time and many opportunities to give feedback. They still continue to do dumb things at times. I was pretty unhappy with, for example, the Pockman changes that were a few months back. Zinta Janaka is personally responsible for everything related to storms. Justin Case was talking about that. Right, Pockman still exists, in chat. No, and CCP is why. So yeah, I wasn't too happy. But so there's it's ups and downs, right? Someone asked me on a Rampage show a few weeks back, a couple months back, like, have there been any times where you thought you had told CCP such and such and such, and then it came out, and it was just like the worst monkey spawn, not what you expected. I was like, oh yeah, for me that was Equinox, obviously. So yeah, there are ups and downs, but they communicate with us. I do not feel like they're deliberately wasting our time in any way, and I don't feel like we're wasting theirs. We had a really good run. For those who were not playing during the campaign, we worked really hard to put on a set of candidates that we thought would be good and that a lot of other people could vote for. Ended up getting 8 of our 10 on to the CSM without it really being a GSM sort of all of these guys are blues. That wasn't the case at all. But that's worked out very well. They have pretty good rapport. So yeah, pretty positive. I'll be totally happy to be term limited and abandon Zintage to the job in a few months here. I can go back to not knowing anything.
Yeah, that's a good one from Sadis. We appreciate Kaz taking the hit for the team that he's done for the past bit there. We will look forward to watching him completely throw Zintage underneath that bus.
I hate knowing things, right? Like, it's obvious, it's been delightful in a lot of ways. I should not, like, bitch and moan. But equally, part of why I play this game is to figure out unsolved problems and distinctify the known from the unknown and do analysis and synthesis. And when you know even a little bit of the future, that gets really hard to do legitimately. So it has felt limiting to be under NDA in that way. So I'll be totally delighted for that to be over and for me to get to actually guess at what the future will hold in a more direct way again, because I love that part of Eve.
So Weasel asks, so CSM gets term limited? Yes, they are term limited now. They have been for a while. Lavender's asking if he's got some ISK, how many Titans should he own? As many as you want, man.
I mean, what you do is you figure out how many Dreads you can competently pilot at the same time. Okay? Then you take half of that number, because for each Titan you're piloting, you're going to want to have a fax backing it up. So whatever your maximum gun count is, half of that is your Titan count. You know, assuming you arbitrarily have many trillions of ISK to spend. So that's where you start. And then if you still have money left over, you just buy backup Titans and backup Faxes. Right. But that's my guideline for that question.
Justin's asking, should we expect any shakeup in the Sov upgrades? No, not really. They're pretty set for right now. There's always going to be little tweaks here and there, but for the most part, where you're seeing mining upgrade, there's going to be a mining upgrade. If there's a routing upgrade, there's going to be a routing upgrade. The mining ones can be changed a little bit as needed, but if it's set to this system is going to be a mining system, it's going to stay that way. If the system's routing, it's going to stay that way.
Pretty rare to change, yep. Skyhook progress should be done.
Yeah, it should be all finished now.
Sir Cuddles asked, should we expect additional GEZ facilities to come online? The answer to that is yes. I do not have a timeline. We definitely took things slow. We let member corps go first. We've only angered a few. One of the people responsible, another certain K-name, has been on vacation. So the answer is yes, but probably not all that soon. I would expect you will see additional industrial infrastructure from the Alliance by like September, but there's none planned for like this week, if that answers that question.
Charlie, so suggestions for the CSM, you should direct those to Zintage. He loves that.
Indeed, Dilly Bob.
Okay, I think we're running the end of our questions there. So the regular Fireside guy should be back next week. We will see you guys next week. You all have a good weekend and all the words. So cheerio, everybody.